I'm Chuck Severson. Millions of Americans in the air and on roads this New Year's weekend. ABC's Rena Roy at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
The busiest airports are Atlanta, Denver, and Dallas-Fort Worth. American Airlines alone says they're offering over 110,000 flights from the 20th until January 8th.
An Al-Qaeda terrorist affiliate in an online video threatens attacks against airlines over the Israel-Hamas war. The TSA says it's aware and in contact with Homeland Security officials, though not aware of any specific credible threat. For Russia's drone and missile attacks in Ukrainian cities yesterday, Ukraine hits back. Drones attacking several Western Russian cities. The Russian Defense Ministry saying at least 20 people were killed. Outrage in Tel Aviv. Thousands of Israelis rallying against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war against Hamas, angry over more than 100 hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza. This is ABC News. Paula Abdul has filed a lawsuit accusing former American Idol producer Nigel Lithgow of sexually assaulting her in the early 2000s when she was a judge on that competition show. The lawsuit also accuses Lithgow of sexually assaulting Abdul after she left the show and became a judge in 2015 on Lithgow's other competition show, So You Think You Can Dance. A lawyer for Lithgow didn't respond to a request for comment. Stepping up when it counted, a 911 dispatcher at Ionia County, Michigan. A grandmom was on the phone about her daughter in labor with no ambulances available. Ashley Kowalik took out her training book and walked them through a delivery of twins.
I heard the grandma scream, we're upstairs. And I was like, okay, whew, somebody's there.
Much better than...
One of the frustrating parts about being in dispatch is we hang up the call and then we don't know what's happening.
And?
It's a good outcome. And you're bringing life into this world.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dave Adler, what's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Just after 9 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker and Jimmy K with you here. It's Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The most trusted name in real estate from First Weber. Find more information from them at movetomadison.com. And Rocker, before we get going, normally we do a replay of the show on Sunday, but tomorrow's New Year's Eve. There's a special event happening here on Civic Media. Lou Regani is going to be on the air starting at 7 o'clock doing a New Year's Eve countdown that you can dance to. We want you all to tune in, have a safe and happy New Year's Eve, and turn into Civic Media across the network. 7 o'clock to midnight tomorrow with Lou on Max on Civic Media.
Nice. I'm going to tune in, Jimmy.
Yeah, I am too.
We'll see, will you be dancing?
Yeah, yeah, I'll be dancing. No one will be watching. I can dance when no one watches. That's fine.
Oh, man. Bodachita, they formed in 2017, but you guys are still working on your debut album. Where are you guys in that process, and when is it going to be out? Is there going to be vinyl? Tell us a little bit about your upcoming album.
We are in the process of recording it and mixing it, and we're getting there. It's conceived. We've been playing the songs live for for quite a few years now. We've added a bunch of new ones in the last couple. And it's something that we're trying to do on our own, less mixing it and professionally mastering it. But we're doing everything by ourselves in our own home studios individually. And
so everybody has like kind of a studio set up at their
yeah.
place?
We do.
Wow, you got your drum set up and we can record at home?
Yeah, a couple of setups, you know. One for vocals, one for drums.
Wow. And are you guys going to be putting out vinyl, the CD, all at once? Are you going to release songs? How are you doing this?
My thought was initially that we would release it streaming, Bandcamp, Apple Music, Spotify, and then we would release vinyl at some point.
I would hope so. Your music would be perfect for spinning around on the record table, on the record turntable.
I mean, these songs are so complex. Do they evolve over time? Do they change? Do your parts change? Or do you just...
They definitely evolve. We the more we play them, the more we kind of, you know, they take on this own identity. And then it expands from there. You know, we all have pretty active minds. And we don't really shut down each other's ideas, you know. So it builds and builds and it grows and it grows.
That's kind of why it's taken us so long to get these this recording down. We've actually gone through several times the process and worked with people and been in studios and have gone our own for a while too. And it's been a big learning process.
Like you have to go re-record your part because it changed.
Yeah, we're also like perfectionists, and and our parts change, and we're like, okay, well, we just found out it's a lot better this way, so we have to go back and redo it again. And we have kind of solidified what we have now, and we're happy with the way things are moving.
Sometimes the best way to work parts out is to do them live in front of an audience where the energy's there, and you find out what works.
Being a do-it-yourself band, doing the recording, the mixing, the mastering, it has to be tedious because, you know, you just said it, you're all perfectionist. So you're looking for that perfect mix. So do you think that kind of holds you back, or is that the reason it takes so much time to get something like this out?
We're not actually looking to mix and master it ourselves. We'll provide a reference track to somebody who actually is a professional and knows what they're doing. but we can get ourselves pretty close to, you know, to what we want from the album, and then we'll hand it off to someone. We're not even sure who yet, but that's the next step.
So when is your sophomore album going to be out?
at this rate,
that's a stumper.
2037.
We probably have enough songs for three albums or four albums right now. So
we have a couple of recordings. Are those the songs that you've sent to us that we played on the radio before tonight? Are those kind of just kind of demos or official singles, or what are those?
So the Love is the I think the only studio one that we provided. It's the first one that we've completed in terms of pre-mix stage.
Yeah.
But that's one of the most recent that we've written, right? I think that's the last one we wrote. We feel it's probably one of the more relatable dance type songs that we have on our set list.
Well, let's give the drummer some.
Yes.
Emmanuel Folks.
Howdy.
Is here pounding the skin tonight, giving us back beats, forward beats, all kinds of beats. Emmanuel, how did you get started in music, and what's your backstory?
I had musical background. My parents both grew up in church. Neither of them are musicians. My grandfather was a drummer, and like my uncles were drummers, so it's in my blood. Yeah. I grew up in church, played in church. I took drum lessons around, I guess, 6 years old. And the only other music education I had was high school. I studied jazz improv and chorale music. Yeah, that's about it.
And then you are director of music at several churches and play in several groups there. You know, what does it take to be a musical director? Do you have to know, like, a lot of songs? You're a drummer.
Yeah, you have to. You're constantly learning material. It's never a time where you don't have anything to learn. You know,
what is it about gospel music that you love so much?
It's my roots. You know, it's where I came from. The first music I knew. You know, then came jazz and smooth jazz, R&B, everything. But gospel was first. You know, I grew up in church from day one. I watched the drummer. So that's it's my roots.
Who are your drumming influences? That's what I gotta know.
There's a lot of those. Okay, I go from younger, like I say, watching the church drummers in the church I grew up in. Then from there, I say Dennis Chambers, one of the first drummers I saw.
Yeah, I love him.
Tony Royster Jr., Thomas Pridgen. Then as I got older, more jazz drummers, you know, Steve Gadd, Dave Weckl, you name it.
Wow. How about our funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield?
Oh, yeah, him too. I didn't discover him too. I started playing in the funk band with Alex, you know, Charles Walker band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. The list goes on and on. It never stops. I'm always trying to keep my brain fresh, you know, because music goes on and on and on. It's alive, you know.
And you sing too, right?
I hold a note.
What is it like playing drums and singing at the same time? I'm one of those guys.
Jimmy.
I trip when I chew gum and walk. So
if you think about it too hard, you'll definitely fumble over yourself. You know.
Yeah.
But you try to get into a flow state. Just let it flow. You know. Just wish for the best. You know. If you practice enough, something good will come out, you know?
Do you ever, are you ever on lead vocals at all in any projects that you do and not play drums? Just the front guy singing?
It's the front man?
This is actually the most I've sang out front. So I do a couple of songs with Butter Cheetah, you'll hear. I think the next couple of songs we play, I'll be singing lead. So yeah, I did it in church growing up, but not so much as I do now. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different, but I like it.
Nice. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Bodachita, presented by the Aaron Weber Group here on Max Inc. Radio. The next song you have for us tonight is called Love Is, and you can't stop there. What is love?
What is love? Yeah. So this is actually another Kyle. This is a song Kyle brought to the table. This one is a little bit funky. It's got some dance grooves and some backbeat. And it's kind of a love song. I think he maybe penned to his fiancée Rose.
Aww.
But it's just kind of a general fun song, and hopefully
the girl
you guys
on the
like
bus.
It. Yeah.
Where she needs to call. Was the bus warming up right now? Can the bus call in 844-967-2789?
Bodie bus, yeah.
The Bodie bus.
Well, let's just hear two songs this time, huh?
Let's do that. Yeah, a double dip of Bodachita.
All right. Yeah, we can do that.
All right, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, Max Inc. Heavy is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. But first, we got more live music here in the lair. It's Bodachita live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Object of affection, love is my profession. Can I get all your attention, baby? My soul is on fire, object of desire, riding on the wire, baby. You're looking so tasty, I can't help but chase it. It's no way to fake it, it's your love I'm encased in. Oh my, your love is taking me higher, taking me higher, 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 baby. Your love is taking me higher, taking me higher, 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 baby. Your love is taking me higher, taking me higher, 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 baby. Your love is taking me higher, taking me higher, 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 baby. Thank you. object of affection. Love is my profession. Can I get all your attention, baby? My soul is on fire. Object of desire. Riding on the wire, baby. You're looking so tasty. I can't help but chase it. There's no way to fake it. It's your love I'm encased in. Oh my, your love is taking me higher, taking me higher, 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 baby. Your love is taking me higher, taking me higher, 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 baby. Your love is taking me higher, taking me higher, 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 baby. Your love is taking me higher, taking me higher, 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 baby.
All right, now we're going to go right into one more song, right?
Yes.
This one is called...
Juan Carlos.
Kaliana.
Kaliana, yes. Kaliana. This one features Emmanuel Folks back there on drums, on vocals.
All right, let's hear it. Bodachita live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Reber Group.
Thank you. Life's going nowhere, you got nowhere to go. Everyone around you has left you in the cold. Oh no. Down at our table, let us talk to you. Oh yeah, come on, everybody, gather. Night's going nowhere, you got nothing to do. All the friends you came with, they turn your back on you. Oh,
Yes. Bodicheta live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. That was Emmanuel, both on drums and vocals on that song. Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
Amazing.
We got to get our brain back in order here to finish off the last segment of Live in the Lair. We'll be right back. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join the Wisconsin area music industry for the Whammy Holiday Party, Sunday, January 14th at Nashville North in Milwaukee. Doors open at 6 p.m. Enjoy local live music, local beer, and networking with the Wisconsin music community. The Whammy Holiday Party at Nashville North, 1216 East Brady Street in Milwaukee. For more information, to become a member of Whammy, or make a tax-deductible donation, visit WAMI.org. That's Whammy.org.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, I hope you're all having a great Saturday night, New Year's Eve Eve. Happy New Year, everybody. Get out of here, 23. Hello, 24. Don't forget, you can toast in the new year tomorrow on Civic Media with Lou. He's going to do a dancing countdown. The show starts at 7 o'clock. We invite you to tune in, please. On your favorite Civic Media radio station or on the Civic Media app, Rocker.
Boy, Jimmy, it'd probably be a lot better to listen to Lou Rugani than listen to Chris Collinsworth on the Packers game. So just put the Packers game on, you know, Lou Rugani, yeah. What do you think?
I don't hate Collinsworth. He's okay.
Oh.
One more note of programming note, too. We got Maxine Kevy coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. We got a double dip of the Vanishing Kicks. To kick things off at 10 o'clock, plus Essential awesome. Last Crack with a twist, bands from the Last Crack family tree, and tonight it's Seven Seasons Deep.
That is awesome, Jimmy. Love it. Hey, we're here with Bodicheta, and Bodicheta, when you guys are on tour, the van is rolling down the highway, and it's time to stop for some food.
Ooh.
Is there a battle where to go? Do you guys battle each other? What are the favorite foods on the road in the van?
Well, if we're in Wisconsin or around here, we got Quick Trip. You know, that's if we need a quick bite to eat, that's pretty much our go-to for the quick bites.
Those spicy chicken sandwiches are pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy.
Or you can't beat a Culver's cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. What's the saying? The thousandth time you go to Culver's is... I forget how that goes.
Well, we like to kind of adventure the cities and get some food that we can't get where, you know, where we live, or something that's unique. And
yeah, we like to eat.
A lot of cultural foods. So we like ethnic foods. So we actually just went and got some gyros, and we got some pho noodles and stuff down the road here for dinner tonight before the show.
Parthenon, that's where you went to Parthenon, right?
Yeah, actually, yeah. They went out there. I went and got a cup of noodles, some beef pho down the road from there. But yeah, so we like to change it up. We like to see little mom and pop kind of local restaurants and stuff when we can.
Breakfast is my favorite thing to find on the road when traveling. Well, no, not Cracker Barrel. I'm not old enough yet for that. But no, the Greasy Spoon on Main Street. You know the place, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. We all know that place.
And Ryan Budiak, guitarist of Odishita, what is your backstory? How did you get your start in music? Because you are one great guitar player.
Thanks, Rocker. It's sort of interesting. I was always involved in music all through grade school, junior high, high school. But I never played an instrument, really. I used to noodle on the piano. I took lessons for a long time. And my piano teacher hated me because I memorized everything. And then I'd actually get in there and I couldn't read. So I would just I'd memorize everything for my recitals and whatnot.
Is this like math and not working out your work, you know?
Right. Yep.
Showing your work.
Same thing, right? Yeah. How'd you get there? You know. But then actually it was when I was in college, I came home and I went to Southern Illinois University, and almost everyone in there had a guitar. Everyone in the dorm rooms had a guitar, it seemed like. And so I came home and said, I want a guitar for Christmas. I'm 18, 19 years old. And so my dad bought me one from the first guitar, actually, from a place called Offbeat Music. It had just opened up in Lake Zurich down the street from me. And they weren't even open yet, actually. I bought the first instrument from them, as far as I know. And it was an acoustic Takamine Jasmine, and it came with a VHS tape. One of those pitch pipe tuners.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like an extra little plastic bag of whatever cheap strings. And anyway, so I went home, I popped in the VHS tape, and I took extensive notes on this VHS, on a notebook. And I was like hooked instantaneously. I went back to school for the second semester, and pretty much all I did was go out and party and play the guitar. And I remember sitting in the stairwell sometimes because I liked how it sounded. And mostly girls that were doing their laundry on the shared floor would be like, shut up, you suck. You know, and I heard that. But from then on, I just never stopped. I just kept on pushing it.
And then did you mention the role your parents played?
I did, yeah. My dad got me my first guitar. My mom was very insistent that I take piano lessons. So,
I mean, 18, 19 is late usually for guitar players. Usually start early, and you really took on to it.
I was obsessed.
Obsessed. Do you play other instruments then besides guitar?
Not at the level I play guitar. I mean, you can pretty much play. I can play a little mandolin, ukulele. You can play some bass, you know, piano. I write stuff on the keys. I can read music. You know, I can't sit in front of a piece of a Bach and just, you know, play the whole thing, but I can read music and I understand.
You can memorize it.
I understand the language and I can memorize it very well. Yeah.
Well, now, you're also a teacher, a guitar teacher.
I am. I've been teaching lessons since 2004. So I was at 19 years. And that's one of my favorite stories too. I got my first electric guitar and my first Ovation from a store called Dr. Woods in Fox River Grove. Before I moved out to California for 4 years, and we don't have to get into that. But when I came back a few years later, I was sitting in Dr. Woods one day noodling, and they asked me if I would teach that day for somebody who hadn't showed up. And then they continued to not show up, and they gave me all of his students. And this was in the era of Guitar Hero. So before you knew it, I was teaching 55, 60 students a week.
Wow.
Monday through Thursday and Saturdays. And then I got a job at another store, and eventually I was teaching 6 days a week, and I totally transitioned into that being my income, and having to learn how to keep records and pay taxes and all that on my own.
Oh, the business
doing
side.
That. Yeah.
Would you say teaching kind of became an obsession just like the guitar did for you?
Well, what it allowed me to do is get up in the morning, take my dog for a walk, eat breakfast, and play 8 hours a day, and then go teach for six, seven, 8 hours a day, and have a guitar in my hands for 16 hours a day and be justified in doing so,
yeah,
while talking about music all the time and learning more as I talked about it and understanding things way better because I could articulate them. And so that was really the beginning. And a few years later, I was in a band. And then a couple years after that, I was playing summer camp with my band, Barefoot Fred.
That's like the wet dream of every musician that you just described right there. Seriously.
Pretty much how it worked, yeah.
I mean, maybe not the teaching part of it, but be able to have your instrument in your hand, to talk about your music, to play your music on a full-time basis and make a living at it. You just hit the jackpot right there, man.
I got very lucky. And what's incredible, too, is in 2004 was the year that I met my wife, months before I started teaching. So my now wife, Debbie, she and I, all that culminated at the same time. It was pretty an impressive period of time in my life.
Kids met. So, you know, tell me about the kids. Kids are taking lessons from you. They're into country. They're into pop. What are the kids learning on guitar these days?
A lot of T-Swift. A lot of Taylor Swift.
That
actually has, and I say that, and because for a while, it was all... It was Guitar Hero and all the classic rock and Hendrix and Zeppelin, and that would kind of took over for most of the 2000s. And then it became more about a lot of girls, 12 to 15 yeah. girls taking guitar lessons. And that kind of took over for quite a while. Now it's making a resurgence a little bit. A lot of kids are listening to what their parents listen to, some classic rock. But there are a lot of new bands now, indie bands. The music scene has changed quite a bit from what it was 20 years ago. And, there is a lot of that, a lot of classic rock and some of the newer stuff too. But I just got a bunch of students that wanted to learn, indie stuff and jazz kind of as a mixture. And I thought that was interesting, that they're in high school and they're listening to these two different sort of ideas without any real experience playing or being involved in it, just on what they hear, maybe based on Spotify, the access to more music. Easily, as opposed to having to go to a record store and maybe you don't have money for it. Your parents just get you a Spotify account. I hate to say this, but you have access to so much instantaneously.
Everything.
Whatever genre you want, type it in, go on a field trip in your head in that genre for a day,
Wow. What a great story. Thanks, Ryan. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Bodachita, presented by the Aaron Weber Group here on Max Inc. Radio. The next song you have tonight is called Juan Carlos. Is Juan Carlos?
Juan Carlos is it's a story about an American who finds himself stuck in Mexico and loses his papers and can't get back across the border, ends up kind of finding his way into the village and getting drunk and having a hard time. It was kind of like a bass groove that I came up with many, many years ago and became like a jam in rehearsal and kind of evolved into a song. And Kyle kind of put together a cool story to go with it. Hopefully you guys like this one.
Let's check it out. It's Bodachita right here, live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. This song is called Juan Carlos. Sounds like an immigration nightmare.
Da, da, da. Good old JC.
John Chavos, I come searching for love and fame. They call me Juan Carlos. My home back in the USA.
desert for fortune and fame. The bottle's empty and the word just got me drunk on the side of the road. I am Juan Carlos Gringo, Americano, shipped down to Mexico. Estados Unidos is my motherland, at home I cannot go. I am Juan Carlos Gringo, Americano, shipped down to Mexico. Estados Unidos is my motherland, home I cannot go. I am Juan Carlos Gringo, Americano, shipped down to Mexico. Estados Unidos is my motherland, home I cannot go. Drank tequila and changed my name, wound up in the desert for fortune and fame. The bottle's empty and the word just got me drunk on the side of the road. Fed me burritos. The heat sent me to outer space. Then I drank the water with sweat dripping on down my face. Drank tequila and sent me away. Moctezuma's a cruel mistress, I'll say. The bottle's empty. The word just got me drunk on the side of the road. I am Juan Carlos Gringo, Americano, shipped down to Mexico. Estados Unidos is my motherland, at home I cannot go. I am Juan Carlos Gringo, Americano, shipped down to Mexico. Estados Unidos is my motherland, at home I cannot go. I am Juan Carlos Gringo, Americano, shipped down to Mexico. Estados Unidos is my motherland, at home I cannot go.
cabeza. Llame el doctor. Me duele cabeza. Llame el doctor. Carlos Gringo, Americano, shipped down to Mexico. Estados Unidos is my motherland, and home I cannot go. I am Juan Carlos Gringo, Americano, shipped down to Mexico. Estados Unidos is my motherland, and home I cannot go. I am Juan Carlos Gringo, Americano, shipped down to Mexico.
If you're looking for a different way to ring in the new year, Wisconsin has its own version of the Times Square Ball Drop. It's the Big Cheese Drop, a giant glittering wedge of Satori cheese lowered every year outside the Art Center known as the Times Square of Plymouth, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world. The celebrations include cheese tasting, music, games, and the Big Cheese Drop at 10. It's a family-friendly event. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed!
We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
to
listeners.
To all our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so, yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. I don't know, do we decide if that counts or not?
Yeah.
I think it does.
It's random.
It's
according to Seth's rules, it's, yep. It counts.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The beaches are closed and people are warned to stay away from the ocean in Ventura County, California, following unusually high surf and rogue waves. KFMB-TV reporter Esmeralda Perez is in San Diego County.
I spoke with Ryan Kibler in Imperial Beach, who just got back from Florida, where these tides were a big talk.
I'm out near the water out there, and people were talking about how big it is out here right now and how big the surf is.
Several people came out to get a glimpse for themselves.
You can feel the vibration on the pier.
Yes.
Like every time, you know, when the water comes in, and it goes like a little shake.
In Ocean Beach, the waves are hitting the bottom of the pier, which is closed off due to damage by high surf.
A rogue wave earlier this week slammed into a sea wall in Ventura County and infiltrated an adjacent neighborhood. Several people were injured. Humanitarian aid is having trouble getting through amid the fighting in Gaza, and Palestinian civilians say they have nowhere to go. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking through an interpreter, says the military action will continue until Hamas is eradicated.
My policy is very clear. We are going to continue fighting until we've achieved all the objectives of this war. We're talking about the release of all of our hostages and the dismantlement of Hamas. We want to bring our hostages home, and we are making every effort to do so.
Amid the war in Gaza, Houthi rebels in Yemen have been firing missiles at ships in the Red Sea. The head of U.S. Central Command in the Middle East says the U.S. Navy shot down two missiles headed toward a Singapore-flagged commercial vessel. The ship was struck, but it was reported seaworthy, and there are no injuries. It's a dress rehearsal of sorts.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
In Times Square, a practice run for the New Year's Eve ball drop. When the real thing happens, there'll be around 1 million people watching in person and also watching thousands of NYPD officers and counterterrorism teams using surveillance cameras and even drones up above.
CBS's Michael George. Anyone planning to watch the ball drop in person will have to pass through a security perimeter that will stretch about a mile around Times Square. With the new year comes new laws, like one in California on guns. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson explains.
Under the new law, the firearms will not be allowed in certain public places, sensitive places. But that includes hospitals, playgrounds, stadiums, zoos, places of worship, whether or not someone has a permit to carry a concealed weapon.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, cloudy with flurries and a few snow showers, some patchy freezing drizzle, a low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, early flurries, then staying mostly cloudy for the afternoon, highs in the low 30s. Mostly sunny in mid-30s for Monday, New Year's Day. Clouds in mid-30s for Tuesday. It's 28 degrees right now.
Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severton. A big storm with heavy rain and possible huge waves have some California beaches closed. A monster wave